This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening logistics sector in India. The participants are Dr. Surendra Ahirwar, Joint Secretary, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor.
So I'm joined by Dr. Surendra Kumar Ahirwar. A warm welcome to you in the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Arjun.
And today's discussion would center around the strengthening of the logistics sector in India via LEADS 2024, which was discussed by the Honorable Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Shri Piyush Goyal. Dr. Ahirwar, could you tell us briefly, for the benefit of our listeners, the importance of logistics to the supply chain of business and industry? And why is a LEADS report 2024 so important for its development?
Yeah, if I'm to explain in the layman's term, logistics can be called as the lifeline of every economic activity in any country for that matter, or an economy. And logistics has been, though a vital component of the economic ecosystem, was not distinctly defined or distinctly established as an institution in the country till 2018, right? And in the early 2018 or later part of 2017, the government of India decided to constitute a separate division under Ministry of Commerce and Industries as Logistics Division, and with a single, very holistic mandate, a very comprehensive mandate for ensuring integrated development of the logistics sector in the country. And it was focused at, first, the logistics, both infrastructure and services for exim trade or export and imports, to say, and also the domestic trade, in addition to that supply chains of manufacturing sector or the supply chain of agriculture sector and whatever goes into these supply chains as logistics. So after the establishment of the logistics division in Ministry of Commerce and Industries, there was a toiling almost for about 3 years before we came with the first initiative for the sector, which is being called as PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, which looks at development of infrastructure for logistics in a most integrated manner, which we call as multimodal infrastructure development in an integrated manner. The second initiative in succession came in 2022, which is being called as National Logistics Policy. And it was like one of its kind in the world, and definitely first in the country. So the first National Logistics Policy came in the year 2022, and it was unveiled by Honorable Prime Minister on 17th of September in that particular year. And since then, there's a onset of revolution in the logistics sector. Initially, it was a slower progress, which was happening in that year. However, in the last 2 years, it has accelerated like anything. And today we have a conversation, not only conversation around this subject, but also development all around, be it about physical infrastructure development or digital infrastructure or the digital infrastructure. In addition, a lot of human resource development activities are also undertaken in most of the universities in the country. Today, we have more than about 110 universities or the institutions, education institutions, which have started logistics or supply chain related courses, right, in recent times. And at the same time, we are also working on the skills of the lower, the workforce in the hierarchy in the sector. That's being done through the Ministry of Skill Development through Logistics Sector Skill Council.
Dr. Ahirwar, can we say simply that there are macro savings of time and cost, which benefits the consumer and the business directly?
Yeah, definitely. The entire initiative, whether it's PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan or the National Logistics Policy of 2022, it's only looking at one E called efficiency. In efficiency means in every sense, it has to be efficient time-wise, any service has to be efficient cost-wise, and any service should be efficient also in transferring the final benefit to the citizenry in the country, the final consumer of any product, be it a service or a goods. So that has been the focus area of it. And just you asked about the LEADS report also. You see, the primary stakeholders in the country are the states and the union territories. The entire activity, be it economic or social activity, actually it lies in the states and the union territories. And therefore, it was all the more important to also activate the states and union territories to realize their potential energies which they have and the capacities which they have by promoting cooperative federalism or competitive federalism. And LEADS is simply, it's, though it's named as Logistics Ease Across Different States, it's a basically an initiative which is tending to promote competition among the states for improving or for doing everything which is required for improving the performance of the logistics sector in their own states and the union territories.
So I understand that the end game is really bringing in investment, foreign direct investment, which will obviously provide jobs, much needed employment in the particular economy of the state as well, when you talk about competitiveness, so that they improve the conditions for business. There are also the classification into groups. I understand you have coastal, landlocked, northeastern, and of course, union territories that you mentioned for making this a more efficient system.
Yeah, absolutely right. There has to be a level playing field, you know, when we look at the competition. So among the states, when you look at the states from the perspective of the logistics, these categories, which we call as coastal or landlocked or northeastern states or union territories, they have a, you know, very unique context in which the logistics shall operate. Like, for example, to explain in a simple manner, the landlocked states will not have the advantage of having a port, which the coastal states would have. A northeastern states will not have the advantage of being part of the core economic ecosystem. And also, the connectivity challenge is much bigger in case of northeastern states compared to maybe the mainland states or the coastal states. So therefore, we have classified all these states into different groups to give them a level playing field, and therefore the competition can be made more fair. So this has been just a criteria adopted, and now if a state is performing well or not performing well, it is compared within their own groups. So it is having a kind of a synergistic effect, and all the states in different categories of the groups, they are working in synchrony and simultaneously. So there's an overall increase in the efficiency or the performance of the states and union territories across the board, and just not the performance confined to a few states or union territories.
So the objective is last mile connectivity as well. And we're talking about different core logistics service providers. We're talking about air freight, maritime freight, rail freight, multimodal that you mentioned earlier, and warehousing, which is very important as well for storage purposes when it comes to movement of goods from one point to another.
National logistics policy does one big thing, and that is it defines the logistics as sector with respect to its scope. It has been never done through any policy in any country in the world. So in 2022, it was for the first time Indian National Logistics Policy defined the scope of logistics, and which included all modes of transportation, warehousing, the packaging, or other related services which are rendered and required between the point of production to the point of consumption. So after the definition of this logistics sector and the scope of it, when we started measuring or assessing the performance of the states or the industries, we have adopted these as parameters or the pillars for assessment of their performance. And of course, this is therefore helping us in ensuring efficiency across all these pillars. Because otherwise, if we are looking just at transportation, we may not be doing good maybe at warehousing, but it is an integral part of the logistics chain. So have to have a comprehensive and composite view, and therefore we have included all these elements in, while assessing the performance of the states. And I would also like to mention, this is just not LEADS wherein we are looking at the promoting competition among the states. We also have another initiative called LEAPS, that is a logistics excellence and advancement among the industry stakeholders, right? And we understand that logistics is just not within government control only, right, or being rendered or delivered by only the government agencies, but most of it is rendered by either in form of service or in form of infrastructure by the private sector. And therefore, there's a huge reliance on the private sector and investment in this logistics by the private sector, which is being seen through entire initiative or both initiative, whether it's logistics policy or the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan. So the LEAPS thing is basically recognizing that excellence, which is there being achieved in the private sector by the logistics stakeholder. And this is again promoting that the competition, fair competition, and then increase in the efficiency, making the services more available and more efficient and cost effective.
So when you talk about the importance of leap and lead, there's the underlying requirement for investment. How important is the PPP model, a public-private partnership model, when it comes to, you know, multimodal hubs for inland container depots and to achieve, after all, last mile connectivity?
The partnership is a, you know, the crux of the both initiatives or every initiative which we are taking in the logistics sector. The partnership between the government and the private sector, be it for delivering services or creating services, be it for creating infrastructure, or be it for, you know, ensuring that excellence and efficiency in the logistics sector. And to talk about in particular such multimodal infrastructure like multimodal logistics parks or other cargo terminals cannot be attained without participation of the private sector. And therefore, we are completely open, in fact, promoting the private investment in development of such infrastructure. And the biggest of the PPPs you would see in the road sector, in the railways, DFC is also looking at promoting PPP in whatever way it can. And the Ministry of Railways is working on the Gati Shakti cargo terminals, that program they have launched. And this is all PPP. So in every sense, we are looking at PPP and promoting investment through de-risking every investment which can be done in the logistics sector. So if I'm to just cite the three very important initiatives which are de-risking investment in the logistics sector. One is, of course, the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, which reduces the risk or de-risk investment in infrastructure in many ways. We are also having another initiative, which is being called as Project Monitoring Group, where most of the major projects in the country, whether in the public sector or even in the private sector, they are being monitored at the highest level to resolve any issue around any project. And so, that's being done at the cabinet secretary level. So this is another de-risking measure which should instill a lot of confidence among the investors. And the third is definitely a PPP mechanism. We have a policy for PPP, and PPP is one big initiative which reduces risk as well as distributes risk between the public sector, between the government and the private investor. So a lot of other measures, regulatory reforms that are being taken, the digitalization of the process of approval through National Single Window System are some of the major ones.
Dr. Ahirwal, how important are ESG principles when it comes to environment and social governance for the benefit of all the stakeholders?
Definitely. See, while we are indulging in economic activities, generating probably the wealth, we are doing it for ourselves, the humanity for that matter. And if we have to sustain as humanity in this environment, I think we cannot be ignorant about environmental social goals. And combining with it, the economic aspect, so I call it E2SG, economic, environment, social, and the governance perspective. And this is what we are trying to do, striking a balance between economic and the environmental, those concerns, right? Because both have to coexist. And we cannot live with any one of these two. And of course, social and the governance thing are definitely taken care of. And for this, we are doing, whatever possible, be it administrative initiatives or digital initiative or adoption of technology or maybe nudging the industry for not only ensuring the sustainability aspect, but also the equity with greater participation of women also in these activities.
So let's not forget that the foundation of it is the use of artificial intelligence, machine learning and data analytics, all to ensure that the objectives of a Viksit Bharat. Thank you so much, Dr. Ahirwar, for telling us in detail the developments of logistics in relation to the LEADS Report 2024 and the LEAP principles as well. Thank you so much for being with us on Akashvani.
Thank you very much, Arjun. Thanks for having me here. Thanks to Akashvani as well.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening logistics sector in India. The participants were Dr. Surendra Ahirwar, Joint Secretary, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094044.